There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and it's time for your coolest conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Joining me for our chat is Sebastian Olsen, frontman and lead singer in the Norwegian band Death by Unga Bunga. Their latest single, Not Like the Others, is a recent coolest song in the world. Let's take a listen to some of it, and then I'll return with Sebastian on the line for our Coolest Conversations podcast in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
I'll fall down like the others.
Coolest Conversations time! I'm the Mighty Manfred, and for our special New Year's Day interview, our first Coolest Conversations of 2021, we're joined by Sebastian Olsen, the lead singer and frontman in the Norwegian band Death by Unga Bunga. Happy New Year, Sebastian!
Happy New Year!
Man, how did you spend your New Year's Eve?
Well, this has been quite a different year, so I've just been taking it easy with my girlfriend.
Oh, terrific, terrific.
Yeah.
We know here in the U.S., people do what they call New Year's resolutions. And what about in Norway? Do you guys make New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, absolutely. So for this year, my New Year's resolution is to play more than one show for 2021. Oh. We only did one show in 2020. That's too bad.
Oh, that is terrible. That is terrible. Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to you being able to keep that resolution. Myself, I've never made any New Year's resolutions, but the upside of that is I've never been disappointed by things I wasn't able to accomplish, you know?
That's the trick. I never do anything like eat healthier, work out more. I'm just going to disappoint myself. Not happening.
Good, good, good. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, I spoke to Morten Henriksen of the Yum Yums. So has Death by Unga Bunga, the Yum Yums, ever done shows together?
Yeah, actually we did when we were just kids. Played with them close to our hometown, since we're from the same place, Moss. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and we and those guys, we go way back. They were sort of our mentors when we were starting out.
Very cool. Now, I'm not sure about this. I'm wondering, are the Dolmans also based in Moss?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, man, what the hell's going on with Moss? What accounts for it being Norway's rock capital?
It's something to do with the air, I think. It was like a paper factory there, so the whole city smelled like shit. So everyone had to the bunkers and nothing else to do but to play rock and roll, I guess.
Well, I know what that paper mill smell is like. Have you ever been to Savannah, Georgia in the U.S.?
No, I've never been there.
Well, you'll recognize the fragrance when you're there. It's a lovely city. It's a lovely city, but you know, sometimes you might want to hold your nose. Now, I'm not sure if the paper mill is still going, but as a kid, we would go there, and man, you sure could smell it. So you mentioned, you know, only being able to do one show in 2020. Have you and your family and friends remained healthy over the course of the virus?
Yeah, we've been doing pretty good. Being careful whole year, of course, working from home and all that, you know. I guess it's fairly similar all over the world right now. So, yeah, just been taking it easy.
Well, good.
Pain in the ass, but I'm alive.
Yes, it's much better than much better looking at the sky than looking up at dirt, I suppose. So, only one show last year. Obviously, you couldn't tour, but it's my understanding that you guys were pretty busy. Well, tell me some about this streaming show that you guys and Death by Unga Bunga were doing called "Once Upon a Time in Deadwood City." Can you tell us about that?
Well, we've always been big, like, Western, like, spaghetti Western fans.
Uh-huh.
So this was probably the only time that we would have time to do something like this. And there was this this company in Norway that does streaming concerts. And they were just getting up in the beginning of the pandemic. And we sat down with them to plan out something really huge and really stupid and really, really expensive.
So all I've seen from it was just like a trailer. And it was looking like, as you said, a spaghetti Western. But do you guys play songs in it or... Or is it a proper plot going on? What's happening?
Yeah, so I portray the sheriff of Deadwood City. I've been gone for a long time, but I've been given word that there's this evil cowboy by the name of Johnny Ringo that's taking refuge in the city.
Mm.
So I have to come in, guns a-blazing, and liberate the town. We also do play a pretty nice set throughout the whole thing, in between like explosions, shootings. We even exploded buildings in the film. So hopefully it will be possible to see it in the States soon.
Wow. So did I hear you right that you blow up some buildings?
Yeah.
Man, this is killer. This is killer. This Johnny Ringo, he sounds like a real desperado.
He truly is.
So the guys in the band, do they make up your posse or are they various characters throughout the story?
They make up my trusty posse, yeah.
I mean, I could find the trailer online for it. I guess that was like a YouTube thing, but there's not a way we can just watch the whole thing yet?
No, not yet, but we're working on it, and I'm sure it will be someday released for free on YouTube or something, the whole thing, so you can see.
How long is the program?
It lasts for an hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, another project I heard you guys have been working on the past year was brewing your own beer. Is that right?
Yeah.
Are you a brewmaster?
Well, not personally. We'd like to say that you know, we're put our sweat and tears into the beer, but fortunately for the consumer, some really professional beer makers made the beer.
Well, what kind of beer?
So it's a light beer. It's a Kolsch. If you know what that is, it's really like light and fruity and perfect for a summer's day. So next year, I'll ship you over some beers.
Oh, that's fantastic. I may be remembering this wrong, but you know, we spoke a couple of years ago, and it seems like you had said you were working in a bar. Is that still your job?
No, I work for a music company now, actually.
Oh, cool. Well, what do you do for the music company?
So I pitch music for playlists on, Spotify and Apple and the different stores.
That's pretty cool. So are you getting turned on to a lot of things you normally never would have come across?
Yeah. And like when I was younger, I was like a pure rock and roll guy. I only listened to rock and roll from the 60s. I was very particular. And I thought that everyone that liked something else were shit. But as I'm growing older, I've kind of realized that I was the stupid one. There's great music in all genres.
Right, you're realizing that there's some good shit out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, so speaking of music, you guys, you had this epic Western, you were brewing beer, and you also put out, Death by Unga Bunga put out four singles, and they include, if I get these, I'm going to try to get this straight here, you know, Egocentric, Live Until I Die, Trouble, and then this past October, the single Not Like the Others, which is our coolest song in the world this week. Did you record those songs before the pandemic?
So Not Like the Others, we recorded that one before the pandemic, but actually most of the record we did during the lockdown.
And how did you go about that? I mean, were you guys recording in the same studio, or was it just one guy at a time playing to the previous guy's tracks?
Yeah, so we were allowed to be together in the same room physically with like no more than, I think it was five people in the beginning of the pandemic in Norway, so you know, we could be together in our rehearsal space and just track everything there, like being 1 meter apart from each other, of course, or, mm-hmm. or 6 feet, or what is it? Yeah, we've been taking it very carefully, but it also gave us time to work thoroughly with it and spend more time working with it, because you know we plan to have the record ready before summer, but that wasn't possible, so. You know, we got a lot of time to spend together and make music, so it was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. So the album's title is Heavy Male Insecurity. You mentioned it was supposed to have come out, non-pandemic-wise, it would come out last summer. My understanding is that it's coming out in February. Is that correct?
Yeah, February 12th is the release date.
Okay, February 12th, and the title is Heavy Male Insecurity. And I mentioned some of the songs, well, the singles, like Egocentric, Live Until I Die, Trouble, Not Like the Others. Other song titles include Modern Man, My Buddy and Me, All Pain, No Gain. Is Heavy Male Insecurity a concept album?
Yeah, I would say so. And everything that we've done through these years has had elements of male insecurity. Because we see a lot of like rock and roll bands and stuff that try to be very masculine, very tough. And we think that's a little bit out of touch. So we're just trying to point out what's so stupid about that. And like men not being allowed to have feelings, stuff like that. Even the live stream we did this summer, the sheriff, it turns out, is afraid of horses. And also loud noises and gun smoke. It freaks him out. He just wants to sit in his mother's lap and cry. Yeah, that's been, it's been like a theme throughout the year in all of our music videos also.
Well, that is very, very cool. How old are you, by the way?
I'm 29.
29. So that's funny. When you were talking about when you were a kid, how did you say it? Was reference to being when you were a kid, you were into this kind of garage rock and rock roll stuff. And then as you got older, you realize, oh, well, you know, there's all kinds of great music from whatever kind of genre, you know. And from my perspective, it's funny now, a kid, so I'm 55, so a kid to me is anybody who's, you know, maybe in their early 40s is a kid, you know, but not really, right? You know, that's tongue in cheek. So here you've got this very cool album coming out, Heavy Male Insecurity, and you know, exploring and talking about these themes. I'm wondering, thinking about life, you're 29, I wonder what like a midlife crisis for you would look like. What do you think?
Oh man, it would have to be something really boring, I guess.
Yeah.
Because my life up to now, since I was 16, has been like traveling the world and playing music for people, which is what I love. So maybe I'll go in the opposite direction and just like get an office job and a normal 9-to-5 life. Perhaps that's my midlife crisis.
Well, at the beginning of the trailer, I think, for the streaming show you did, there's a guy sitting there maybe at a coffee table fixing his own coffee with a little coffee maker.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm referring to, right? That opening scene.
Mm-hmm.
I guess when you describe the actual product, that must be something that's identifiable with office people or kind of or hipsters or
The hipsters, yeah.
Okay, okay, yeah. Okay. So maybe that's you having a midlife crisis. That would be your character.
Yeah, well my character has certainly had a midlife crisis. yeah, and we went into this psychosis and went to this cowboy village in his head and started shooting people and playing rock and roll.
And ducking the smoke.
Yeah.
So the single, not like the others I've mentioned, it's our coolest song in the world this week. You got a line in there about landing like Jackie Chan. Did you ever take any martial arts?
Oh, no, not personally. No, I'm not a very athletic guy.
So, Sebastian, you're telling me that you're a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, definitely.
I could see that. did any particular person inspire the character and not like the others, or is it like a composite, a number of different people?
It's, I didn't write that track personally. It was Preben, the guitar player, but in all of our tracks for the new album, some of it is real, and some of it is like we're trying to put ourselves in someone else's perspective, stuff like that. So, but this track is more about believing in yourself, having the guts to do what's right and what's to speak up when you have the chance.
So like All Pain, No Gain, is that one where you guys are kind of projecting into a type of person?
Yeah, that one is more a picture of like, I don't know, like the Instagram algorithms, for girls, it's obviously a big problem where you in your feed, you get all these beautiful people all the time. And but the same is actually for young boys. Like when kids these days, like 18, they also get like these super fit bodies, male bodies in their Instagram feed. And some of them also think like, maybe I'm not good enough if I don't look like that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, back to Not Like the Others, I just came across a video for it. And you guys have, in general, have some pretty cool videos. How would you describe the video for Not Like the Others?
This is a video with is an animated video with in the main part is Virgil the Annihilator, a medieval warlord who is also out on travels trying to discover stuff about life and himself. And I'm sure he somehow in the end finds it.
So I can't recall the song offhand, and I apologize in advance for that, but you did a video where the characters are in an arcade and they're playing an arcade game. Was that the same character in their arcade game that's in Not Like the video for Not Like the Others?
I didn't think about that, actually. Maybe it is. Maybe you're right.
Well, we'll go ahead. We got to go back and look this stuff up, man. I got to figure this out. I'll work on that later. Right now, though, we can only listen to one other track off the album, the upcoming album. And I'd like us to hear My Buddy and Me. So tell me about you two.
So My Buddy and Me is a track about a guy who loves his best friend a lot. And perhaps he doesn't know himself that he really actually loves him in a romantic way.
Right. Yeah, the press kit described the song as a bromance taken to the next level. And I think you've described what's getting at with there. So remind me again, how old were you when the band actually started?
It was 12 years ago. So I was 16, I guess. 17, yeah.
So when the band started, Death by Ungabunga started, you get around 16, and you're a guitar player. How do you say his name? Is it Stian?
Yeah.
So he was definitely in the band then. The other guys in the band, are they all the same members or not?
Yeah, so me and Stian and Preben, the other guitar player, we were kind of like the first. I first started the band. It was only me actually, and some other guys from us. But after some figuring out, we found like the formation that we cemented into what's Tetwa and Gobunga today. So it was pretty early on there in like the high school days.
Right. And so what I'm getting at here too is that's talking about relationships, especially with men. You know, this is certainly there's in all bands are relationships, and there's a dynamic there and they're friendships, but the experiences that you've had together, that certainly is a unique bond. How do you view your relationship with these guys?
I consider them my absolutely best friends.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we met early in formative years in high school and started playing together, traveling, and we just never stopped. And our parents are also good friends with each other. So every time we play in the area, our parents have a huge party before the show, and they're on the first row always.
Wow, that is very, very cool, man. Very, very cool. Yeah. Well, Sebastian, thanks again for speaking with me today on our very first Coolest Conversations of 2021.
Woo!
Good luck to you guys in the new year. I know we all want to so much better than the last, but hopefully it will be, right?
Yeah, the roaring 20s will start right about now.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Roaring 20s Mach 2. Okay, so first though, we're going to give my buddy and me a spin. Here's Death by Unga Bunga from their upcoming album, Heavy Male Insecurity, in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Buddy and Me, that's Death by Unga Bunga here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Track is off their upcoming album, Heavy Male Insecurity, that's due out in February. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to frontman Sebastian Olsen for joining me today. Thanks also to Olivia Callahan for producing our podcast. Be sure and catch me next week when I'll be speaking with Alice Cooper about his upcoming album, Detroit Stories. That's your next Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.